Okay, so we're going to play a little Saturday Night Live quiz. And this is a game that I brought from home because no one will play with me because I know too much about Saturday Night Live. So I am reversing, and I will play host, and I will give questions to Dan and to Esmeralda. Do we have is there another theme we can play? Sounds like a Muzak version of the Saturday Night Live theme. All right, there it is. It's time for the frustrating or aggravating SNL trivia game. And I have four stacks of cards here from the decades, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and the aughts. And I will ask a question to each Dan and Esmeralda from each pile and from each decade. And so we'll find out what they know about. And you guys were studied up?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. Dan, you want to go first?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Okay. This is from the 70s, but I got a feeling you might know this one. Okay. What country do the Wild and Crazy Festrunk brothers hail from? What country, and this is not multiple choice, what country do the Wild and Crazy guys, the Festrunk brothers, hail from?
Greece.
No. Do you have any idea?
Germany.
It's Czechoslovakia.
Oh.
Czechoslovakia, so no score for that. All right, Esmeralda, this is the 70s now. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those connect the hosts.
Okay.
You know how this works?
Yes.
Which actor connects Steve Martin with Martin Sheen? Which actor connects Steve Martin with Martin Sheen? By the way, this is a hard one. Seriously?
Great.
This is really a hard one. I think of all the questions where we're connecting hosts, mm-hmm. I think this one is definitely the hardest. So here we go. Steve Martin and Martin Sheen. Is it Buck Henry, Michael Palin, Gary Busey, or Ted Knight? Who connects Steve Martin with Martin Sheen? Buck Henry, Michael Palin, Gary Busey, Ted Knight.
I'm going to go Palin.
It's Buck Henry. And this is crazy. The connection is The Absent-Minded Waiter, which, by the way, is a short film that Steve Martin made. It's not even a feature.
Mm-hmm.
It's a short film that they would show at his concerts before he came out.
Wow.
And then Catch 22 was with Martin Sheen, Buck Henry and Martin Sheen. So that was the movie Catch 22. That's the hardest one that we've ever... How would you put The Absent-Minded Waiter in there? I don't even think it got released theatrically. Boy, they were like mixing it up here at the SNL game. All right, Dan. This is the we are now into the 80s. I feel like I'm going to sneeze. I got the sneeze thing happening. So we're in the 80s. By the way, no score yet. Frustrating.
So
okay.
We're tied.
So you guys are tied. Yes. So
yeah, look at the positive.
Half full, not half
first.
Empty.
Right.
Okay. Now this one, I think you should know this one too, Dan.
Okay.
This is from the 80s. What children's book did Jesse Jackson read on Weekend Update?
Green Eggs and Ham.
That is absolutely correct. All right. Absolutely correct. And it was hysterical. Okay. Was that the 80s? Yeah, that was the 80s. Late 80s.
Are you calling your game a liar?
Well, I think they okay, here's another one from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not multiple choice.
Okay.
What TV show? Buck Henry, by the way, hosted
it's gonna be all those answers.
Buck Henry, by the way, in the 70s, he hosted like every 3 weeks. Buck Henry was the host, and he was always the customer to John Belushi Samurai. No matter what the business was, whether it was the deli or the hotel, it was always Buck Henry as the customer. And you guys know the story about how Belushi swung the sword and actually cut Buck Henry's head open during a sketch. And it was early in the show, so for the rest of the show, he wore a Band-Aid on his head. And then the rest of the cast at some point had Band-Aids on their head to stand with Buck Henry. But yeah, Belushi, because Belushi was a lunatic.
Mm.
And that sword was a sword.
Yeah.
And he sliced open Buck Henry's head live TV. Okay, what TV show does Eddie Murphy watch when he goes undercover as a white man? You remember this film that they made?
Yes.
White Like Me?
Yeah.
What movie, what TV show does Eddie Murphy watch and study to go undercover as a white man? Do you remember?
Dallas.
Dynasty. It was the other one. You were so close.
Darn.
You were so close. Remember, he's like sitting in front of the TV, like going, "Oh, that's interesting." How he moves like that, and he's writing down. That's a classic sketch that where Eddie Murphy goes undercover. All right, Dan, you are ahead, my friend. Your knowledge of SNL is unparalleled.
Woohoo!
He sounds thrilled. So Dan is up one zip, and we've got a couple more questions, one from the 90s and one from the aughts to get to. But now we got a break. We got weather and we got traffic. Kid Rock, Judy requesting on Two for Tuesday for our final twofer. That's Mirror by Kid Rock. I am unfamiliar with both of those Kid Rock songs.
I knew the Sheryl Crow one, but okay, not this one.
You didn't know Mirror?
No. Okay. I'm not a Kid Rock aficionado.
Neither am I. I just know bomb biggy dong ga dang ga dang diggy diggy diggy, whatever the hell that is.
Is that on the Kids Bop version? What is that?
I don't know. All right. We are back. Hi everybody, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we've got some more questions to ask on the aggravating Saturday Night Live quiz for Dan and Esmeralda. So shall we continue?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it is one zip Dan. So Dan is ahead one zip. And so we will continue here. We got the question from the 90s and a question from the 2000s for both Dan and Esmeralda. So, okay, before we do that, Vic wants to jump in. He's got a news update. Go ahead,
Vic. Nick, just getting word that there's been a package explosion at a FedEx facility. This was this morning. It was about an hour outside the city of Austin, Texas, where we've had four recent package explosions over the past 2 weeks. So no word yet on whether that's connected or not, Nick, but we'll bring you an update at the 5 o'clock news report.
Wow. All right. Thanks. Thanks, Vic. Okay. Are we ready to get back into the game? Dan, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. This is from the 90s. What TV actor did Weekend Update anchor Norm MacDonald frequently say the Germans loved?
David Hasselhoff.
That's exactly correct. That's exactly correct.
So you're just stating fact.
Right. Right. Norm MacDonald. My all-time favorite Weekend Update anchor. The funniest Weekend Update anchor. Okay. From the 90s, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
What rapper do Nat X and Colin Powell dance with on The Dark Side with Nat X? Do you know The Dark Side with Nat X?
Yes.
Okay. What rapper do Nat X and Colin Powell dance with on The Dark Side with Nat X?
Coolio.
No. It's Vanilla Ice.
Ah, oh.
Vanilla Ice.
That was close.
Yeah, you were close. Coolio and Vanilla Ice. You know, I can't tell them apart. What's Coolio doing now? Is he Cookio? Because he was cooking for a long time. He was Cookio.
Yeah, he's probably still cooking.
Because he was on one of those.
He's not making any music.
No, he's not. He was on one of those Food Network shows where they bring in celebrities to cook.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was on that. It was one of those competition shows. And I think he did very well. He may have won. He's got cookbooks and stuff, Coolio.
Well, good for him.
Yeah. And he wears like a hat, but he'll have his hair sticking out of the hat now.
Right.
What was his deal? He was mad at Weird Al at first, right? Because Amish Paradise.
Yeah, the studio or his record label okayed it,
and he didn't.
He didn't.
Yeah. But then he came around, right, afterwards? Like, sometime later, he was like, I'm sorry, Weird Al, you're weird and you're Al.
Yeah.
What's the song where he's on the big wheel? Is that Fantastic Voyage?
Yes.
Where he's on the wheel. I love that. I love that video with Coolio and his hair riding around on a big wheel. It's awesome. All right. All right. Dan?
Yes.
Aughts. And you can't lose.
Okay.
Because it's too zip. Okay.
It sounds like you're telling him, you cannot lose. This is important.
Or it's a deal. You can't lose no matter what deal you get.
You have to win.
I don't think you realize how important this is to the world.
Winning is all that matters.
I like how I'm part of the only game that doesn't have a monetary prize, by the way.
Oh, that's right. The other two
pride.
Games that we play.
You get pride.
Pride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just more knowledge of Saturday Night Live is a good thing.
It's better than money.
It's better than money.
Yeah.
I've been told.
Okay, you have to pick the correct slogan. Remember how we play this one? It's a false SNL product, and you have to pick the correct slogan, okay? Okay. And it's for Swiffer Sleepers. The product is Swiffer Sleepers. Is it A, clean while you sleep, B, making cleaning floors a family affair, or C, shh, quiet, the Swiffer is sleeping? What is the slogan?
I will go with clean while you sleep.
It is make cleaning floors a family affair. So, okay. All right, Esmeralda, you can lose by one.
Mm.
Oh, it's another connect the hosts.
Okay.
This is 2000, so it could work out for you. All right. What actress connects Bradley Cooper with Eddie Murphy? Bradley Cooper with Eddie Murphy. What actress? Is it Cameron Diaz, Jennifer Garner, Nia Vardalos, or Heather Graham? Bradley Cooper with Eddie Murphy.
Heather Graham.
That's correct. Yes, she was in The Hangover with Bradley Cooper and Bowfinger with Eddie Murphy.
Mm.
Have you ever seen Bowfinger?
No.
It's a very funny movie. Dan, have you seen Bowfinger?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's really funny. If you get a chance, Steve Martin, Eddie Murphy playing two roles. That's a very, very funny movie. All right, wait, well, it was 2-1. Dan, you know more about SNL than Lorne Michaels.
Wow.
You should take over Saturday Night Live.
You should take over.
Thanks, but no thanks.
You don't want to take over Saturday Night Live?
No.
That seems like it would be a very hard job.
Yeah.
Well, not taking it over. Because he just kind of oversees everything.
Yeah.
Right, but everything's got to be approved by him, right?
Yes. Nothing goes on the air that Lorne doesn't approve.
That's
and if it
true.
Does, they never get invited back. Like, you ask Adrian Brody. Ask, who else got banned? Adrian
but then
Brody got
if
banned.
If something
Sinead
goes
O'Connor.
Awry... He doesn't get the blame. It's whoever was doing it. So there you go.
True.
That's true. And you would also run The Tonight Show. You would run Late Night you would own Late Night on NBC, Dan. You would run all of the late night programming on NBC.
Am I still only paid in SNL knowledge?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm.
That's all. It's better than, and you said it, it's better than money.
Yes. It's better than money.
You get some Lorne bucks.
That only can be used at 30 Rock.
Yeah, yeah.
In the gift shop.
In the
to buy
the
SNL
NBC.
Souvenirs.
Oh,
that's what you
I can like buy a
no food, none of that. No snacks.
Water or anything.
No. It's got to be SNL collectibles.
Right.
So your Lorne coins would be only used in 30 Rock, in the gift shop, in the Saturday Night Live section.
I'm sure you could barter. With the other shows.
Hey, here's a Saturday Night Live t-shirt.
Can I get a This Is Us hat? can I get This Is Us Kleenex?
Yeah, you have to barter up, you know. You start with something, and then you keep
really
bartering.
It's a really nice sweatshirt.
Yeah.
It's a very nice sweatshirt.
Eventually, you'll get to that candy bar. You'll they get sell in the gift shop.
Candy bar for $43.
Yeah.
Yeah, the gift shop. I've been to that gift shop, and it's very expensive.
How big is this Saturday Night Live section I'm pulling from?
It's pretty big. I was in there. Listen, man, I spent a lot of money when I went to the gift shop. And yeah, it's big. And I would imagine it's even bigger now, because this was like 2002 or 2001 was the last time I was there. So, well, congratulations, Dan. You now own NBC Late Night.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Dan Lorne.
Dan Lorne. Lorne Chagru. Lorne Chagru. I'll see you in the gift shop.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll be there starting a fire.
All right. Esmeralda, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
My friends from the Factory Theater are going to be here.
Oh, very nice.
We'll have a good time. All right. We will take a break. The news is coming up right after this.